What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It is the debut of a brand new segment here, just for the week, in which we honor the most beloved New York Almost Champions in a brand new segment we like to call Almost Champions. Now, we handed this over to the committee, and the committee did send me an email on what they are looking for in a Almost Champion, like how they're ranking these teams 15 through 1. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they are looking at how great they were. They're looking at the personality and charisma of the team. They're looking at memorable moments. They're looking at team success and legacy. And they're looking at just pure love from the fans. So there's a mix of things they're looking for in ranking our Almost Champions. Now remember, an Almost Champion is a team that got to a Super Bowl, World Series Finals, or Cup Finals. So unfortunately, the New York Jets are the only local team not represented. So before we get started, personally, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, the teams I want to give honorable mention to, teams that did not get to a finals but got close, that I want to say, hey, let's show them some love. I want to start with the 2021 New York Islanders. I mean, think about it. Think about it. Closing down Nassau Coliseum, milk bath, seventh game. And we all know they would have won the cup if they beat Tampa. But they lost on a shorthanded goal in Game 7. So I want to commend the 2021 New York Islanders. I also want to commend the 1998, 2009, and 2010 Jets. Three times, Teak, we got the championship games.
Right. But they don't qualify because they didn't get to the championship.
That's right. That's why this is just purely honorable mention.
Right. And I'd like to mention last year's Rangers and 3 years ago's Rangers, who didn't do this in a bubble and made the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, the 2021 Islanders did not do it in a bubble either.
Well, technically they did.
I was in Nassau Coliseum for Game 7. Did that not exist?
Evan, I don't want to
get that. Did that not exist?
Was I
in a bubble? I didn't even say 2020, by the way. I said 2021.
Okay. So for anybody that doesn't know this, the Islanders and all the teams played the same six teams all regular season, so they did not travel, and there was a separate Canadian division, leaving a weak Canadiens team in the Stanley Cup. So while it wasn't the literal bubble, it was still a bubble season.
Oh, stop.
The Islanders could not figure it out in a non-regular
NHL season.
They
lost to a dynastic team in the seventh game on the road, bro. Evan, a team you couldn't beat. How'd you do the next year? I forgot. Can you remind me?
We made the conference finals.
And who'd you lose to?
The Tampa Bay Lightning.
The same team that the Islanders could
beat. But at least we played our way out of a regular season to get there.
How many games did you lose to them in?
Six.
In six, okay. Islanders lost in seven.
Again, fake season. But okay.
Not a fake season. And I also want to honor the 1999 New York Mets. And I guess this past Met team, they did a pretty good job as well. So those are honorable mentions. They do not qualify. Anybody else you want to add?
No, see, the Giants don't lose NFC Championship games, so not them. You know what? Let's throw the 2022 Giants in there anyway. We lost to a dynastic Eagle team in the second round.
Stop. Hey, Tommy, since you only lost to attrition, do you want to include last year's Knicks team?
I have a sneaky suspicion there will be several Knicks teams on this list, so I don't need to have one on the honorable mention.
All right. Fair enough. Let's start with number 15 in the debut of Almost Champions.
Number 15, the 2024 New York Yankees.
And the 1-2. Swung on, a high fly to center. Back goes Thomas on the track. He's at the wall.
and she's gone! A three-run home run. The Yankee bench comes on the field. Wow, what a Soto photo.
Yeah, it's tough with the 2024 New York Yankees because
it's too soon.
It just happened. It's too soon. I don't even know how to feel about it, but I do kind of think that history isn't going to treat it well because of the way they lost to the L.A. Dodgers and the fact that that highlight we just played is of a guy that left after the series was over.
Yeah, too soon.
The question will be what's next, right?
Yeah, true, but the emotion is just kind of like,
and
flat.
And the fundamental stuff.
Yeah.
But look, if the Yankees get it together and they appear in a couple more World Series, dare I say win one in the next couple of years, I think we will look at that as the start of something.
Interesting. Yeah. I think it's towards the bottom. I think the committee got that run right. All right, let's hear number four.
Right.
Let's hear number 14.
Number 14, the 1981 New York Yankees.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, blooped into short center. Going back as Randolph says he'll get it. He does. He makes the catch. Randolph with a great running catch to Rob Gross, and the Yankees in the midst of a celebration. As no runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on, the Yankees win it in three.
You know what's funny? Even the call is underwhelming.
Right. Who is that?
That is, I don't know who the broadcaster is, but that was game three. They swept the Oakland A's in 1981 to go to the World Series. Remember, they had won in 77 and 78. They had been there in 76. 79 and 80, then not. And then back in 1981, they lost the hard-fought series to the Dodgers. But it was the strike season. You know, and I wasn't around for it, but Sean just made this whole diatribe point about, you know, being in the bubble.
Yeah.
This, I could see why this doesn't do well.
And it's a last hurrah. Kind of reminds me of like a Curry Warriors team in these NBA playoffs. You know what I mean? That you can, all right, we've been there, done that. And then the Yankees enter an abyss after this.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah. I think so far these two Yankee teams do belong in the caboose because I don't think even the diest heart of Yankee fans thinks that highly of either one of them.
Close comparison.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
With the Warriors, but they actually won, a championship 2 years ago.
I was more talking about like these kind of Warriors this year. If they made a run to the final.
Oh, I see.
Like,
I got you.
I could see that. Does the strike impact that at all or not really? It was before our time. That's the tough part.
Exactly.
I don't think I can't conceptualize a strike. Like, I don't know what it means from fandom.
Well, guess what? About a year and a half, you'll see. It'll be a lockout, but you'll see.
Lockouts are different.
That is true.
Lockout is different.
That's true.
Strike feels like, dude, what the hell?
And what made the baseball one so bad is that they split the season in two, and the team that had the most wins in the National League did not make the playoffs. Think about that for a second. That's how flawed the system was. Anyhow, let's get to number 13.
Number 13, the 1984 New York Islanders.
That's BS. No. That's the Islanders getting to a fifth consecutive Stanley Cup.
But they
their
were losing.
19th consecutive series win
yeah.
until they lost to Edmonton in the Cup. That should be in the top five. How does that get disrespected? That's anti-hockey. And that's anti-Islanders, Sean. And you should use your bully pulpit right now to bitch that the 84 Islanders just got disrespected on WFN.
So now I'm confused what we're listening to.
Yes.
We're listening to the most disrespected or the most forgotten?
No, it's the most beloved.
Oh, beloved.
And you're telling me that's not a beloved team? They got to their fifth straight cup.
Yeah, but after fifth, it's kind of like, yeah, all right. We've been here already.
Really?
Yeah, nobody's walking around with those Eastern Conference Wales Conference Championship shirts.
You're just kind of like, we lost one. We'll get it next year.
It's the final moment, really, of this dynastic run, a run that will never see matched in this town.
In that regard, you're right, but I think people would choose to care about the previous four.
Interesting. All right, we'll hear 12 through 10 tomorrow. It'll continue this week as it's almost champions here on WFAN. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. Let's go to Dean in Asbury Park. How are you, Dean?
I'm good, man. I just want to say, Tiggy, I usually love your takes on everything, but I don't understand why a week or so ago when the Jets said they were going to release Rodgers, your conclusion was that they looked at the tape and he just wasn't good enough.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Which I have numbers here. Exactly. And I totally agree with you. And I have numbers here that Samini posted to back it up. Like, it wasn't good.
No.
So why now is he good enough for the Giants to win games? When we watched them,
okay, so who's so tell me who's better at the price you're going to get him as a free agent. So you're signing a free agent. We agree upon that, right, Dean?
Well, I'll start with the six guys that have better QBRs than him last year. Derek Carr, Jameis Winston, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, and Kirk Cousins. Because they don't bring any of the other nonsense with them.
Yeah,
and
but
the numbers match up. He's not
but
above
I understand that, but none of those guys are appealing to me. Maybe that's just personal opinion. It's just I feel like Derek Carr has – maybe Derek Carr would be interesting. But isn't he under contract?
Yeah, the Saints aren't
going to release him. So he's not – because they don't have – who's their quarterback if they release him?
Right now it looks like Derek Carr is going to stay in New Orleans. I don't think he's an option. That could change, but as of right now, he's not.
Right. I know too much about Russell Wilson, and he's getting older, and it felt like the Pittsburgh Steelers, who got to the playoffs, won 10 games, are just going to say, dude, something's off. If Mike Tomlin is saying, thanks for helping us win, we don't want you, something's not quite right there, right? And by the way, I said this last week, and I'll say it again. It ended poorly in Seattle. It was two coaches in Denver, both of whom couldn't wait to get rid of him, and now he's in Pittsburgh, and it seems like that coach, who was one of the best of regular season that we've ever seen, wants to get rid of him as well. So,
and that's also cherry-picking QBRs, a million other stats. How about the fact that Rodgers turns the ball over way less than these other guys?
Well, 100%. Jameis Winston, if he started this whole season, he's going to throw 25 interceptions.
Well, that's where...
Nobody wants that.
That's where I reject the point right out of hand. If you're ranking Jameis Winston ahead of Aaron Rodgers, doesn't that show you that whatever stat you're looking at is flawed?
Of course. 100%.
Aaron Rodgers isn't the guy.
They're not on the same page.
Right. He's not the guy he used to be. Mm-hmm. No one's arguing that. But it's tough to say he's behind Jameis Winston. By the way, you have some material there, Sean. I have been deluged with anti-Aaron Rodgers tweets from your account over the last 2 years, including, quote, I want this guy nowhere near my team.
Yeah.
That's an exact quote, great. Tiki, from Sean Morehouse.
You know what? I'm glad, and I will admit this.
What?
And this goes back to Liz Kohler. A couple things could be true. You could believe Aaron Rodgers is washed, no longer great, which is why I thought all those Jets things were, like, ridiculous with expectations. But also understand the Giants are in a horrible position where they need to sign a veteran that nobody wants.
They need
wants.
Two quarterbacks,
They need
least.
Two quarterbacks, exactly.
They have no quarterback room right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.